Star Trek Excelsior is proud to present the 2009 April Fool's Day special, The Line, A Tale of 8 Years Ago. In the darkest days of the Dominion War.
Hey.
Yes?
Did you ever wonder why we're here?
We are here because it furthers the glory of the Founders. Victory is life, Seventh.
No. I mean, why have we been posted right in front of this door?
I don't follow.
I mean, let us suppose, hypothetically, that a Starfleet Special Operations team is about to attack this outpost.
Impossible. Starfleet could never reach this far into their old demilitarized zone. Not after our victory at Tyra. They are in full retreat.
Of course, but supposing.
Yes?
Supposing they did attack. A 3-man team comes right through this door and we're standing in front of it. What happens?
We would fight until victorious or dead.
Wouldn't take very long, would it?
What do you mean?
Well, what sort of explosive would you use to get through this door?
You mean if I were a Starfleet soldier?
Yes.
I believe the appropriate tool would be an M2240 high-yield photon grenade.
Just what I'd use. But what would happen when it explodes?
Total vaporization of the door, fragmentation of the surrounding area, resulting in severe shrapnel and a superheated wave of plasma-heated air instantly destroying all organic life within 3 meters.
About how close to this door would you say we're standing?
Perhaps 1.5 meters? Ah. I shall raise the matter with the Vorta as soon as our shift is ended.
Okay, we're in. Lieutenant Major, check that they're dead.
Mr. Mandar, soldier is dead, sir.
Colonel, same with his car.
Another door.
Not for long. Stand clear.
All right, team, it's time to fight. Remember, they can cloak to hide. Lieutenant, take them on the right. Major, take the other side.
There's one right there behind that station.
Cover me while I reload.
Be careful, Faith, stick to formation.
Smoke grenade's gonna explode.
I'm cleaning it up.
All right, shape-shifter check. Let's make sure nobody got replaced while we were trapped in that smoke. Sound off. Name, rank, and something about you that a Founder wouldn't know. I'll start. Lieutenant Colonel Alex Roll is me, leader of your team. Of your team. I like reading poetry. Robert Frost is supreme.
Lieutenant Faith now took off his, sir. First Lieutenant, sir, that is. I'm really good at Bristy Square, sir. One of the best ones in the biz.
I, of course, am Isaac Brahms, a major. And your good friend, recall the time we placed the bombs in the outpost at Beta Chiral's Bend.
You all check out. Last question. Is everyone having fun? Through danger and toil, we risk our lives.
Adrenaline rushes.
Heartbeat drives.
But whatever the threats that here may lurk, We all love this job, for we do the good work. I've got a lock on the catrecel wide. Under that hatch, far side of the room. Cover me and get ready to fight. When I plan charges to make it go boom.
Catrecel white is how each one thrives.
So blow this shipment before it arrives.
This may not be like Captain Kirk.
But we know for sure that we do the good work. Do the good work with the phaser and hand and a cheerful smirk. We do the good work, we do the good work. We all love this job, for we do the
magic.
He was shrouded. I couldn't see him.
Shoot him before he stamps.
I can't get a clear shot.
Can't. Hold him! Going to...
Take that!
Where did you come from? Thanks for saving my...
Get down!
And phasers, blades and knives.
Each one of us somehow survives.
With enemies round us going berserk,
we fight to live, to do the good work. We do the good work, we do the good work. With a phaser in hand and a cheerful smirk, we do the good work, we do the good work. We all love this job, for we do the good work.
There! Charges planted.
We're still pinned down, sir!
Just keep shooting, Lieutenant. And keep smiling!
We do the good work, we do the good work. With a phaser in hand and a cheerful smirk. We do the good work, we do the good work. We all love this job, for we do the good work.
Why'd they stop shooting, Isaac?
I believe that would be because we killed them all, sir.
Really? Excuse me a moment. Ah, so we did. Nicely done, Major Brahms.
You as well, sir.
Are those charges I set still online?
Yes, sir, we have a connection. The explosion should destroy the entire shipment of Catrecel White.
Good. Blow 'em.
Gladly, sir. Fire in the hole!
I'm sure the boys on the front line will be grateful. After the massacre of the 7th Fleet, we could all use a break.
I'm sure they'd be overjoyed if the troops knew we existed.
There is that. All right, we're done here. Major Brahms, break out the holocommunicator. As for you, Lieutenant, well fought. You saved my life back there.
Part of the job, isn't it?
What Major Brahms said, sir. All I did was what you trained me to do.
Lieutenant, you will accept my compliments every bit as graciously as you've always accepted my criticisms. That's an order.
Yes, sir. You're welcome, sir. But when I'm a solo operative...
The only way you're going to go solo is if I clear your report at debrief next month, Lieutenant.
Should I be worried, sir?
No, not really. You did just save my life.
The holocom is ready for you, Colonel.
Thank you, Isaac. I hate these things. Do you think they'll ever get installed fleet-wide?
Maybe for a week.
Two tops.
I hope you're right. Sime to Sunday. This is Thursday. Come in, Sunday.
Hello, Thursday. Glad to see you're in one piece. You're 10 hours early. Does that mean the mission went horribly wrong or wonderfully right?
wonderfully, wonderfully right, Sunday. The garrison on Velos Prime has been cleared and the Ketracel White shipment destroyed. We're ready for our next assignment.
Congratulations on another job well done. And lucky for you, your new mission came in a few minutes ago. I think I have it somewhere.
On your desk there, sir.
Ah, thank you. It looks as if we're taking you deeper into Cardassian space. You're going to be infiltrating a facility on Loval. This says you'll be bringing back a weapon, but I presume they mean a weapon design.
Sounds like fun.
What worries me is that you're being completely sincere. Turns out the Loval facility is still a Cardassian state secret. Not even the Founders know about this base. I guess Starfleet Intelligence is keeping better tabs on the Spoonheads than their own allies. Whatever they've got, we want it, so we're sending you to get it. Try not to let the Dominion know we're there. Mix it more of a surprise when we use their weapon on them. I'll be by to pick you up as soon as the next scheduled DMZ patrol passes. Should be 3-4 hours.
We'll be waiting for you, sir. Thursday out. Well, ladies and gentlemen, what are we going to do to keep ourselves occupied for the next 3 hours?
We could always plan our victory meal aboard the Akagi tonight.
Oh, no. We can't do that.
What? Why not?
Well, I already have it planned out. We'll have a nice quiet evening, sipping champagne. Only the finest vintage, of course. Thinking deep thoughts.
You know the old Starfleet Special Operations Unit tradition, Roll.
But of course. Faith, you go first.
What do you mean?
A toast. A toast by each one of us. Likely to each one of us. To the Federation, to freedom, to love. Beginning with you because you're the newest member of our crew.
I see. How about this? To us.
Excuse me, Lieutenant.
To all of us.
Of course.
Of course.
Here's to our team on a job well done. We'll send the Dominion on the run. They may have beat the Seventh Fleet, but they're no match for us. So here's to us.
To him.
Oh, Isaac, no.
No, it's true.
Well, if you must.
He must.
Here's to the leader of our successful team. He makes the cursed Vortel but stream. They may have pointed ears, but now we're drinking beers. And they're no match for him. So here's to him.
To you.
I'm honored, Alex.
Isn't anyone going to toast me?
Really, I'm honored.
Hello.
To the newest member of our team. She wields her phaser well. Blast the Jem Hadar to hell. She smoked all their K-White. And she'll carry on the fight. There sure is hell no match for you. Why, here's to you.
Here's to you.
Here's to us. Here's to him. Here's to you. We'll keep fighting the good fight to defend the Federation from this situation until there's liberation.
To us.
To us.
To us.
To you.
To me. But somehow I doubt it's a tradition. For the
CO2 escort a new member to her room. Am I right? Or do you want to come in and help me turn out the light?
Call it a suspicion. No, more a supposition. That if I were one pip fewer, you'd welcome me in. Am I right? Or would you prefer to be alone at night? The chain of command.
The chain of command. Are you proposing a new mission?
Not yet.
Not yet.
But in 3 weeks, you'll be done your tour with the Special Operations Corps. And then at last, you can let me in. Three weeks. Dinner tomorrow on the fair ship Akagi. The finest dining in the depths of enemy space. To us.
To us.
To us.
A date with a human. What would the other founders think? I have a date with a human. My victory's on the brink. No founder has ever harmed another. The Alpha Quadrant is a threat. No founder. I'm close to my target. I have a date with a human. I'm in the perfect place. I have a date with a human. Pulled off this disguise with grace. A toast to me, my cleverness. And now to do so. Have a date with a human. The Alpha Quadrant is a threat. I have a date with a human. Do I feel no regret?
The Starfleet Oath of Service. I, name here, do swear solemnly to defend the Federation and all her members against any who would do her harm, to protect and serve the natural rights of all sapient beings, and to conduct myself according to the laws of my homeworld and the directives of Starfleet. May the great bird of the galaxy be my witness and my guide.
Well, here's your door.
Yeah. I never knew the hydroponics bay could be so much fun.
It isn't. After a week, I've just run out of places to take you. But you're pretty fun.
Aren't you being a little obvious, sir?
A little, but not too obvious. You are still under my command, after all. But tomorrow's the end of our tour. In 3 weeks, you'll be a solo operative.
And then?
And then I'm going to be very obvious.
You're cute.
Mm. You kissed.
If that's how you feel about it, I don't see any reason to wait 3 weeks to get started. Good night, sir.
Good night. She kissed me.
We're flying through space, finding things we've never known. I was finding it's the case that a guy could still end up alone, until I discovered textbooks don't explain that a supernova seems so tame compared to the feeling when you're together and you've never kissed a girl before. And it's better than you ever thought, and you don't know what's in store. Nothing can contain the glow, nothing ever brings you low when you kiss her. And you've never kissed a girl. I thought it was audacious to think I'd ever win her, but now I have a basis, and now I can be sure that there's something there no one else can see, that out there someone's waiting for me. And now I get the feeling when you're together and you've never kissed a girl before. And it's better than you ever thought, and you don't know what's in store. Nothing can contain the glow, nothing ever brings you low when you kiss her. And you've never kissed a girl. This wasn't just an accident, this was my happy do. I didn't know what her kiss meant, but now I know it's true. When you're together and you've never kissed a girl before, and it's better than you ever thought, and you don't know what's in store. Nothing can contain the glow, nothing ever brings you low when you kiss her, and you've never kissed a girl.
Computer, lights. Major Brahms, report.
No perimeter alarms triggered. No internal sensor alerts active. As expected, the bulk of the Lovo facility's security force is stationed on the upper levels, protecting the scientists.
Or getting ready to shoot them the moment they become an official liability.
Quite probably. In any case, there are no guards within two levels of us, and no indication that any are headed in our direction. Even if we do, we have to fight our way out. I'm only picking up 47 life signs. And intelligence believes that 30 of them are scientists. At worst, the Akagi is holding position just outside the detection perimeter, and is transmitting and receiving the keystream as planned. If we signal, they can beam us out in under a minute. Status green, Colonel.
Hardly seems fair. How many layers of base security software did you have to break through to get those readings, Isaac?
8, sir.
And that's why you're the best infiltration specialist in the Corps.
Only because you've never tried out the job, sir.
I'll take that as a challenge, Major. If the Cardassians picked secrecy over strength as their security, I see no reason to disabuse them of that notion. Let's get this weapon schematic and get out before they notice we've been here. Faith?
Right away, sir. Ross checking with the requisition code Tempest gave us. Got it. Door CX-015.
Right. Which one is that?
That one, sir.
Oh, of course. Need to brush up on my Cardassian. This isn't a design schematic.
It's a Petri dish?
What is this?
It's a viral culture.
Now is this what we came here for? What is this? Is this dish the weapon? And if so, does it mean what I think it...
Sir, we have what we came for. We should prepare for transport.
Isaac, run a scan on this.
Sir, the Akagi will be here in a...
The Akagi can wait. Run the scan.
Aye, sir.
Sunday to Syme. Come in, Syme.
Syme reads you Sunday. Thursday speaking. We're not quite finished here. We need...
Negative, Thursday. We've been sighted by the Jem'Hadar Patrol. We've gotten away from Loval, made it look like we're just doing recon. It looks like they haven't noticed you, but they're chasing us. Hopefully we can lose them in the Hennessy Particle Fountain a couple of light years from here. We'll be back to extract you in a few hours.
Acknowledged. Godspeed, Sunday.
Over and out.
Major?
I'm reading signs of morphogenic structures. They follow founder paradigms.
Are you saying what I think?
Well, the readings are in sync.
Then has the Federation crossed the line?
What do you mean? What are these structures? Sounds like they might be of use.
It means, I think. I dare not say it.
Starfleet's turned to arms of ill repute.
What do you mean?
He means biological weapons.
Biological to...
Yes. I mean weapons to wipe out the Founders.
Weapons banned under every law we've ever made. We have to make sure this... thing is never deployed. Not by my Federation.
Do you mean we must destroy this weapon? This blessing that could win the war? We cannot now, I would think, be put off by moral stink. Moral lines can't be our guideposts anymore.
Isaac, what? Laws exist for a reason. We can throw them out when things get hard. That's why we're not Dominion. Because we know there's still a line, though times are dark. Isn't that what we're fighting for?
Sirs, you're talking past me. What exactly are you saying this thing does? It's just a dish with some bacteria in it, isn't it?
That's all it takes.
If we can introduce this to the Great Link, the Founders soon would all just die. And then we'd win the war.
But Starfleet would be no more, for our founding principles are on the line.
I do not understand what you're suggesting. I guess you haven't checked the score. We just lost the 7th Fleet. We are cruising towards defeat. And without this germ, we'll surely lose the war.
You're talking about genocide, Isaac.
I'm talking about saving the only free civilization this galaxy has ever seen. That's worth any cost.
Lieutenant, what do you think?
A just society must go to any lengths to defend itself.
Faith. Faith. What about... Excuse me.
Colonel. Colonel! Alex?
Lieutenant, you need to give him
Don't
some...
Don't touch me. Please, sir.
Excuse me, Lieutenant.
With all due respect, you just endorsed a genocide, sir.
You just agreed with me.
That doesn't make it something to be so damn eager about.
Look, Lieutenant, I know you and the Colonel have...
Wait, I hear something.
What? I don't hear anything.
There is definitely something.
Where?
Coming from...
Talk to me, Lieutenant. What do you hear?
Shh. There!
Intruder!
Ah! Faith!
Spoonhead! The door is secure. No alarms. We should be safe for a while, at any rate. I hope at least until the Akagi returns. How is she?
Bad.
Excerpted from the Starfleet Academy entrance essay of Cadet Alex Bavani Roll.
When my family died on Setlik 3, it could have changed me in a lot of different ways. I realize that now. I was rescued by a junior tactical officer aboard the Rutledge, a good man, a very good one, who had lost a lot of friends trying to save the colonists. He hated the Cardassians, hated them for what they'd done, for what they'd made him do. His shipmates made sure that the whole Federation called him a hero, but he hated himself for a long time, and the Cardassians forever. It never occurred to me to hate them. If it had, I could not have become the man who stands before you today. The Setlik III massacre just proved the difference between the Cardassian Union and the United Federation of Planets. We're greater than them. I don't just mean that we're bigger or stronger than they are, or even that the Federation does a better job ensuring that its citizens live safe, happy lives, although all those are true. I mean that the Federation stands for ideals, for freedom, for life, for doing the right thing, for the rights of the individual, and the Cardassian Union does not. How could I hate Cardassia for killing my family? They were just an empire doing what an empire does. And how could I live my life except by giving it up in service to the United Federation of Planets? I couldn't. Faith. Faith.
Alex. Colonel. How bad is it?
Faith.
Oh, that bad, huh?
Please don't die. Don't let that final breath escape and fade away. Please just stay. Hold my hand until the lights have gone away. Nothing beyond the planets and the stars could take you now. Because I'd fight through the darkest night to save you now. But only if you hear my voice and you see that I am on my knees begging, please don't die. Please don't die. There is nothing that's so strong as the air you're breathing. Open your eyes. Take me by surprise.
Because you know that if I can, I choose to stay with you. Because there's something deep inside that makes me that I love you more than you understand. So I promise, promise I won't die.
Please there's nothing more than what we're saying. We're alive, and in your arms is where I'm staying.
I'll survive if it means that I'll be near you every night.
Just hold on tight,
just
for this moment, in this moment,
for a breathless, ageless moment.
What is it?
Alex, I hear something in the corridor.
Isaac?
I heard her, sir. I'll look into it.
Be safe.
No!
What?
No, I want you to do it. I trust you.
Go ahead, Colonel. I'll keep her safe.
Thank you.
Lieutenant, I have not given you permission to die.
Sir, I have to tell you something.
Go ahead.
Lean in. Closer.
What is it, Lieutenant? What are you doing? Let me go.
Major, I must report that I am a Founder spy, sent to kill Colonel Rawl and your ignominious self, and that I intend to fulfill exactly half that order.
Check the whole corridor, but I didn't find Founder. Get on the floor and make no sudden moves.
Alex,
who are you, and what have you done with Lieutenant Natukov?
Alex.
Tell me.
Alex, there is no Lieutenant Natukov. All she is, all you ever knew her to be, is me.
Then...
Yes, Colonel, I've always been a Founder. I killed the real Natukov more than a year ago, when she was en route to take her training position with your team.
So this has all been one gigantic ruse? Everything was just a trick.
No, I mean... Yes. My mission was to find somewhere secluded, kill you, and take your place. Do you have any idea how much damage you and Isaac Brahms have done to our war effort in the Alpha Quadrant? I've had a dozen opportunities to kill you and the Major, but I didn't. I could have let you die on Velos Prime, didn't even have to get my hands dirty, but I didn't.
Why not?
Because it turned out to be a lot more complicated than just figuring out where to bury the knife in your back.
You expect me to believe that anything that happened between us was real? You murdered a Starfleet officer.
Oh, like you've never carried out an assassination. Like I haven't helped you murder Cardassian politicians in cold blood. Pot, meat kettle. Obviously, Alex, I have to destroy this virus. I can't allow my people to be wiped out by the solids. But everything between us... I've never felt the way I did when I kissed you. I don't want to kill you.
Good.
You're a good man, Alex. You had the chance today to make yourself an accomplice to genocide, And you said no. You don't deserve to die like this. My mission ends whenever I decide it does. I could bring you back to the Great Link with me. There is great trust between our people. They would accept it. We could be together, Alex. I want us to be together. I do love you.
Me too. What about Isaac?
Major Brahms is a soldier. It's what he is, what he'll always be. You know he'd never willingly come with us, never stop fighting to destroy us. And you know that he's a good enough soldier that he'd eventually succeed. I'm sorry, Alex. He's too dangerous.
So you have to kill him?
I'm sorry.
And me? If I refuse?
Please don't refuse, Alex. Even though you're the one with the phaser, even though I'm wounded, you know I could still overpower you. You're a spy too, Alex. You understand the position I'm in.
I do. But I'm a spy for the Federation, not the Dominion.
Great bird, Alex! Don't give up your life for the Federation! Whatever happens here, you and I both know who's going to win the war. Don't throw away your life for nothing!
Well, you haven't given me much of a choice, have you? Much as it hurts, I guess this is what it has to be. And I do love you.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you. You'll always be happy with us. I promise. I promise. Now we just have to destroy this virus. Then we can call the Vorta and... Ah!
No. You haven't given me much of a choice, Faith. And much as it hurts, this is what it has to be. And I do love you.
This is just an accident, a passion that is just too strong. I didn't know that her kiss meant that everything would go so wrong. When she leaves you and you have never kissed a girl before, and she's gone before you knew her, and it's shaken to the core. There's nothing that can stop the blow. All you think of is that pull, and then you've kissed her, and you've never kissed a girl.
Isaac, are you all right?
Colonel, yes. I'll live. I think my legs are broken.
I think you're right. You'll be okay until the Akagi gets back?
Yes, sir. But if you have any painkillers in that first aid kit...
Of course.
Thank you, sir.
You're very welcome. Now then, if you'll give me a moment, I need to make certain the weapon is secure.
Sir, I thought you were going to destroy it.
It did seem brutal on the face of it. But we don't have a choice. The Federation must end this war. Must win this war any way it can. If that means we have to wipe out all the Founders... After all, A just society must go to any lengths to defend itself.
I'm glad you've come to see that, sir. Lieutenant Natukov, is she? I see. I'm sorry, Alex.
No, Isaac. It isn't your fault. I'm sorry.
Don't be. Love is, love does strange things to us.
Sure it does.
Sunday to Syme.
Syme here. Thursday speaking. Welcome back, Sunday.
Good to be back. We managed to make it look like we blew up in the particle fountain. The Dominion will be looking for our debris for hours before they realize we just slingshotted around and came back here. What's your status?
We've secured the weapon. It wasn't a design. It's the genuine article.
I look forward to seeing it. Your team?
Tuesday's dead. Wednesday and I are still here, but Wednesday's wounded.
Understood. We can only get close enough for a transporter window once every 2.5 minutes without tripping the Cardassian sensor grid. Protocol says that I beam up the weapon first, then the two of you. Will Wednesday be all right for another 3 minutes or so?
Wednesday here. I'll be fine, Captain. Just, let's get the hell out of here.
Will do. Energizing.
I just murdered a race, same if I'd pulled the trigger. Tell me, Isaac, why did I just commit a genocide? Thought I'd found her at last, a girl who loved what we stood for, who'd die for Starfleet but live for our ideals, not a spy. It's all a lie. I was the only one who knew ethics must not be broke. But were they a joke? And I, the sap who bought it.
It was no crime. You just did what you had to do. Save the human race. It's no disgrace. Indeed, you've made a hero out of you.
Hero is the last thing on my mind.
9.8 trillion lives, 151 planets. Are those worthless because you think we've crossed some moral line? A bit of crime is a fair bargain. Don't you think your rules would not be read if we were dead? Our ethics had to bend out on the breeze.
It was sublime. My solitary moral view.
Now I would do anything, country and king. They have made a hero out of me. We cross no line.
We cross no
so
line.
We agree.
Yes, we agree.
How can this be?
I'll tell you, Isaac.
There is no line.
Energize.
Starfleet Intelligence successfully deployed the morphogenic virus against the Dominion. It ultimately infected the entire Great Link. The disease would prove pivotal during the final hours of the war. In that episode of Star Trek Excelsior, Colonel Alex Rohl was played by Michael Liebman. Major Isaac Brahms was Julian Bain. Lieutenant Faith Natukov, Kennedy. Captain Sharva Suresh, Jim Smagata, Cardassian Soldier, Gareth Bowley, Jim Hadar No. 1, Samuel Gillis, Jim Hadar No. 2, James Haney, Narrator, Mike Hennessy, Executive Produced by James Haney, Post-Production, Mike Hennessy, Jim Smagata, Gary Colbone, The Good Work, Lyrics, Music, and Orchestration by Samuel Gillis, A Toast, Lyrics by Michael Twyman, Music and Orchestration by David O'Hearn,
Never Kissed a Girl. Music and lyrics by Caitlin Haining. Orchestration by Samuel Gillis and Julian Munns. Additional orchestration by Michael Blaze. There's Still a Line. Lyrics by James Haney. Music and orchestration by Samuel Gillis. Please Don't Die. Music, lyrics, and orchestration by Caitlin Haining. In the Pale Moonlight. Lyrics by James Haney. Music and orchestration by Samuel Gillis. Nothing Gold Can Stay. Lyrics by Robert Frost. Music and orchestration by Samuel Gillis. Special thanks to Michael Hudson, David Allender, the Excelsior role-playing game, and Gene Roddenberry. Special thanks as well to David O'Hearn. No infringement is intended against Star Trek, which remains the property of CBS Paramount Television. Star Trek Excelsior will return in September with Golden Things, the final episode of Season 2.
Nature's first green is gold, her heart is you to hold. Her early leaves a flower, but only so an hour, then leaves her sides to leave. So Eden's ang to grieve. So dawn goes down today, so dawn goes down today. Nothing, nothing gold can stay.